Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, the fact that this race is even close has the left completely unhinged, and their media, too.
Like they needed any further unhinging.
I know. They're not generally well. And we can prove this, especially liberal women. They have a mental illness rate. I actually tweeted this, Pew survey, of over 50%. If you are a liberal or Democrat woman, odds are greater than half that you have a diagnosed mental illness. You're the single most mentally ill people in our country, and that's very sad. And we want to help them, not have them, you know, really vote or make decisions for us. We'd rather they just, you know, just stay home and get help. Get help. See, I'm serious. It is a mental illness problem. Over 50% of women who identify as liberal in this country, mental illness. There is no other group of people who have a mental illness rate that high, or even close to that high. The next closest mental illness rate is half that among demographic groups. So, I mean, you could kind of see who, and I mean this in all seriousness, who they're playing to with this rhetoric. You have to be a little crazy to think this is real. The stuff that they're saying about Nazi, and, you know, we're going to put SEAL Team 6 in the streets and assassinate, you know, MSNBC hosts. You got to be a little nuts to believe this. You do. And Meeker Buzinski, Lee, MSNBC.
Oh, there you go.
Is Exhibit A last night. Okay, so she comes undone. She's losing it. And she's spewing lies right and left, okay? Trump is killing women. Killing women, she says. This is nuts. And by the way, I'm going to debunk this in a minute. But
women, he's killing us. He is putting us at risk. He is making us afraid to have babies. He is putting our reproductive health at risk. And some women have died already.
All right, let's stop there first. That was actually a lie that Tim Walz told as well. Yep. And Shannon Bream wouldn't let him have it.
Right.
There was a woman who had a botched abortion. She at an actual facility came into a hospital, didn't receive the proper treatment. She died. The left took that and ran with it, saying that, oh, she didn't get treatment because she'd had an abortion, and this is because of the Supreme Court ruling. Actually, no. Her lawyer has come out and said, no, this is a malpractice case. We are suing for malpractice. She was not denied treatment because of a Supreme Court ruling or a state law or anything.
Yeah.
But they persist in telling this lie. So when they say women have died, that's what she's referring to, and it's a canard. It's a hoax. But let's keep going.
These headlines, and very good reporting, by the way, that shouldn't be questioned by idiots about what Trump has said about Hitler, that's incredibly important to know. But I do understand that people who are busy and that are people who are just tapping in may not be able to comprehend, because we've been free. We've been comfortable. We cannot comprehend that. And I understand that. I validate that it is hard to go from here to there. It is where we're going. I hope we don't find out the hard way. But what's happening with women right now is real, and it is.
Yeah. So Trump is, let me just repeat it again here.
Women, he's killing us. He is putting us at risk. He is making us afraid to have babies.
Okay. Let's just review recent history, shall we? Nobody disputes these numbers. Bill Malusian, reporting for Fox News. This is what women are actually facing, Lee, under the current regime.
What we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now. There are another 15,811 illegal aliens roaming the country right now who have been convicted of sexual assault, and there are even more who are facing charges for homicide and charges for sexual assault. So this just...
Trump is killing us?
Yeah.
Trump's killing us. Thousands of rapists. Illegal immigrant rapists. We can get rid of them. No. Valuable Democrat voters. Got to dodge the rapists, ladies. This is the world they'll have us live in. And there's only one person in this race who cares about that. Who did not have to be shamed into addressing the mother of the 12-year-old who was tortured, raped for an hour, murdered, and had her body stuffed in a culvert. It was not Kamala Harris. Remember how Brett Barrett Lee was interviewing Kamala Harris, and it took her two times. He challenged her, why don't you apologize? Why don't you apologize to Jocelyn Nungary's mom? Because you guys let the two Trende Arago gang members in. You guys put a monitoring bracelet on one of them that he was still wearing when he raped the 12-year-old. She wouldn't apologize the first time. Second time, she didn't apologize either. She just acknowledged the mom's pain. You tell me who cares about women. I'll give you a hint.
In Albany last May, an illegal alien who was caught and released by Kamala Harris stalked and raped a 15-year-old girl driving up behind her, abducting her by force with a metal pipe and raping her again and again, over and over, and hurting her very badly.
He says this. This drives them nuts on MSNBC, by the way, but I love it.
I will protect women at a level never seen before. They will finally be healthy, hopeful, safe, and secure, and their lives will be great again. So women, we love you. We're going to take care of you.
So let's listen to this. So her argument is because of one fake rape case. One fake abortion case wasn't a rape case in which a woman died, but didn't really. At least it had nothing to do with abortion or politics. It was malpractice. They missed the signs that women are somehow being killed. But we should ignore the more than 10,000 rapists, illegal immigrants wandering the country under Joe and Kamala. I mean, this is full on cray cray stuff.
Women, he's killing us. He is putting us at risk. He is making us afraid to have babies. He is putting our reproductive health at risk. And some women have died already.
No. But anyway, you go ahead, Lee.
No, I'm just going to say that this whole narrative that Trump banned abortions in this country
drives me crazy.
Yeah. There is absolutely no factual evidence to that as well. The fact that Roe v. Wade was overturned by the United States Supreme Court, 9 justices involved in that decision, that was overturned by the Supreme Court. It did not end abortion in the country.
No.
Period. End of story. So this whole narrative that Trump has done away with your right to an abortion is absolutely a fabricated falsehood.
Well, it drives me nuts when they use the word ban, and they use it very casually, so much so that my liberal girlfriends insist there's a ban.
No, there is not.
Absolutely, positively, is not. What Alito said when he wrote that opinion was, conservatives will not like this. Liberals will not like this. We are not banning abortion. We're sending it back to the states. And he said the reason that both sides would never be happy is because you're going to literally have abortion up till the last day of the 9th month in some liberal states, and you're going to have other states banning it. But we're not going to decide anymore. That is not a ban. Folks, with every issue, we want the issue returned the closest to us possible. It's a lot easier to recall, say, your state legislator. If you don't like them, you could actually do that. You want decisions made in our state legislatures. We want to see decisions knocked down to city councils even. Why? Because it's very easy to remove somebody closer to you. You cannot remove a Supreme Court justice with a recall campaign. The Supreme Court said, we don't have the constitutional authority to decide this issue. It is unconstitutional to rule in Roe v. Wade. Either way we do it.
Which was an argument made by both liberal and conservative pundits and academics for decades with regard to Roe v. Wade. Just do some background research at it. Look at it. For decades, there has been criticism. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes.
One of the most liberal justices ever on the Supreme Court admitted that this was probably a mistake.
In fact, she said it always worried her. She was very pro-choice. She said it always worried her. The foundations of Roe v. Wade were very, very shaky. Because why? There is no express constitutional authority for them to decide this. And anything that is not expressly given to the feds to decide in the Constitution very clearly is reserved to the states. Yep. And so that's what they did. So no, they did not ban abortion. They sent it back to the states. And you know, the craziest partly was on the first day of the DNC convention. I actually pointed this out to a liberal girlfriend of mine. I just asked the question, abortion banned. Then how was there a truck in the parking lot of the DNC doing abortions.
Yes.
They killed an entire kindergarten class, by the way. They think about 32. And they celebrated that. But very exciting stuff for them. But how is that in the... So they're literally doing abortions in the parking lot while the women on Monday spent almost the entire day giving speeches about how their abortions had been banned. How are both those things possible?
Yeah,
because your abortion was not banned.
Yeah, they're not possible.
And as Trump has explained... From his perspective, this is not me talking, but this is him saying this is the only way we can do this without tearing the country apart, is we're going to knock this stuff back to the states. We should do that with everything, Lee. Everything should be put back to the states that's not expressly yep. guaranteed to the federal government.
That would be constitutional, but...
It would be, but it would also mean the elimination of most federal agencies, because a lot of what our government does is not... They can't do it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that drives me nuts, too. Killing women. So, it's just really sad, Mika. So sad.